The next topic is seller buy-downs. So what that means is that the seller pays the lender something in order to lower the interest rate on the mortgage. So let's say the initial interest rate would have been 6.0%, and the seller would like to let the borrower get an interest rate of 5.75%. So what the seller might do is pay the lender up front, typically at about a 4-to-1 ratio. So that would mean, let's say on a $100,000 loan, you would have to pay to get to lower the rate by a quarter point, you'd have to pay 2%. So the seller would so this might be the builder, or in some market situations, it could be the home seller. Conceivably, could even be a real estate agent trying to make the sale. So you pay the lender $2,000 up front to, instead of charging an interest rate of 6%, to charge an interest rate of 5.75%. So this is known as, now the ratio between the reduction in the interest rate and the initial payment is known as the buy-down ratio, and we'll talk about much later about how that gets computed. I've just put in four. There's nothing magic about four. It's really actually a pretty complex calculation what that buy-down ratio will be. Okay, so what that means when the seller buys down the mortgage is that the price of the home is inflated by this $2,000 figure. That is, the seller is in some sense getting $2,000 less than they would have otherwise. So if it were a pure market transaction with a market interest rate of 6%, the price would actually be $2,000 lower. So if you're a borrower and you buy a house and you pay $110,000, but you got a buy down, what that means is you really got, if you wanted to turn around and sell the house without in turn buying down the next seller's mortgage, you'd have to get only $108,000. So you start out having overpaid for the house. So you really, so the what the buy down does is it reduces the borrower's equity. Reduces the buyer's equity because the actual value of the house, market value of the house, becomes below the initial price. So that's just another thing to stir in the pot. And remember, the reason that these sorts of things occur, these buy downs, is that you're trying to do anything possible to reduce the buyer's monthly payment. Because those initial monthly payments tend to be high relative to borrower's income. Remember, if there's any inflation, the borrower's income will go up over time, and so the burden of the payment falls. And so the challenge is to keep is to lower the burden of payment initially, and that's why buy downs get done.